For there is nothing purer than virtue, nothing more impure than vice, for one is brighter than the sun, the other filthier than muck. Those wallowing in this filth and living in this darkness will even bear witness to this, especially when they are made to see their situation clearly. As long as they are alone, drunk with their inappropriate passion, they lie deep in disgrace, even with a degree of understanding of where they are, albeit not entirely. However, upon seeing anyone living virtuously reproaching them, or even just showing example, they comprehend their own misery more clearly. It is as if sunlight suddenly strikes upon them. They start covering their own disgrace and blush before those who are aware of their deeds, regardless whether they are slaves or free, whether they are kings or subjects. For instance, when Ahab saw Elijah, he felt embarrassed even before anything was said. He felt guilty merely by the sight of him. And when his accuser remained silent, he condemned himself, sounding like someone caught red-handed, uttering, "You have found me, O my enemy." This shows Elijah's powerful conversation with the tyrant. In another instance, Herod, unable to bear the shame of reproach, which was amplified by the prophet's powerful and transparent voice, put John in prison. It was as if he was trying to put out the light to remain in darkness again, or rather, although he himself dared not extinguish it, he tried to hide it like putting it under a bushel. But the wretched and miserable woman forced him to do it. Yet, they could not hide the reproof, in fact, they made it more noticeable. For both those asking, "Why is John in prison?" and all those who have lived and who still live, on land or sea, and those who will be here in the future, have known and will know clearly about these evil atrocities, about their promiscuity and their bloodstains, and no amount of time will be able to erase the memory of those deeds.